In this issue of All Access Nerds, we talk about Secret Empire and Sabotages, the Death-Defying Defenders, and the Fantastic Force Friday. This is Ryan.
And I am Nick.
And this is another episode of All Access Nerds. Hey, it was the first try. We got it.
Yeah, I just wanted to stay together.
I didn't even know you were going to do that. Cool. Spontaneity.
How you doing, Ryan?
I am fantastic.
Good.
Yes. It's Labor Day weekend, so.
All right, that it is.
3-day weekend and a 4-day week. It's going to be great.
And today is day 3 of the 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
So it's almost over.
Yeah, so there's that. But it's been a good weekend for me, at least. How are you?
I'm surviving.
Yeah.
Every day gets better.
That's always good.
Yep.
But yeah, so if you want, we can jump right into it.
Think so?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about comics?
Yeah, of course.
As usual, right?
Yeah, why not?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. Comics-wise, starting us off, going into Marvel Comics.
Yay.
Yeah. This is one of the ones that it's unfortunately got to get the worst out of the way. Secret Empire, issue 10. Yeah, big, whatever you call it, the noise. I don't know what you call it, the noise. Fail?
Yes, big fail.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, it was a predictable issue. Like you even said several episodes back, you had mentioned the fact that, yeah, the chances are they're just going to fix everything back the way it was, and everything's good as new, and nothing's really changed. I mean, there was some things, but nothing of significance changed. Yeah, I mean, spoilers are plenty. Yeah, we got a Hydra cap. We had some kind of green suit that could hold the, what is that called? The cosmic cube shards and stuff.
He was something.
Yeah. I don't know. It was another ending of another event, which proved that still AVX from 2012, this is now 2017. That is 5 years of events between now and that point. And that's a lot of events because it's Marvel, and they have like about 2 events a year, maybe even more, depending on your quality or your description of a Marvel event.
Your perspective.
Yeah, they've done a lot of them, and in my opinion, that's still the only one that's good. The ending was good, the beginning, middle, I mean, it was just overall a solid event, and everything since has been meh. Just a bunch of predictable stuff that's starts off good, and then it kind of lingers, and then becomes a lull, and then it finally just crashes and burns. So, I mean, I wanted it to succeed. I did. It was like, okay, this is going to be good. I want a good trade to read in a couple of years when I forget what's going to happen. But this is going to take like a few months to forget to happen because nothing significant's happened. But, you know, at least it's done. It's finished. And next, they'll be moving on to Legacy? Is that what it's called? Legacies, right? I think it's plural.
Yeah, it's Legacy.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so that's coming up a few months, right?
Yeah, it's November, right around the corner.
Okay, so yeah, that's coming up, and hopefully that won't be another crash and burn one. It's supposed to be like a renumbering thing.
More of a continuation than renumbering.
Well, they're changing the numbers. So the numbers are currently like, you know, in the teens and the 20s, and then they're going to renumber it to be in the hundreds or so.
Yeah, what it used to be originally.
Yeah. So it's a renumber.
Like the original Spider-Man and the original Avengers and Wolverine. Yeah, they're bringing back the original characters that made Marvel great at one time.
Yes, yeah. Are they going to have a slogan of some sort with that? Like, make Marvel great again? Are they going that far into it?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's good. But yeah, and funny thing is, I was doing some research about it and kind of seeing what everyone else's, you know, kind of take was on Secret Empire. And yeah, a lot of people, reviews-wise, saying the same thing. It's just, yeah, it's, you know, predictable in the sense that nothing big of significance is going to come out of it. There's going to be like, you know, epilogue stuff, but nothing really is going to be, you know, solid. Like there was some stuff that they can lead off of, but nothing too awesome that we had our hopes up for. But in doing that research, I found out that I want to say it was like 3 or 4 days before the issue came out. Because I think it came out, what, last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
Just past Wednesday.
And so August 29th or it was 28th, I believe, because I think it was a Sunday paper. New York Times had a feature post on it or something like that. you know, they're talking about it. And one of the photos they used was the big significant attack of Captain America with, well, plenty of spoilers, with the hammer, Thor's hammer. He picks it up at one point, of Thor's hammer smashing Hydra Cap. They used that 4 days before the issue came out, like talking about what's going to come, this issue 10 that's coming up. And I'm like, well, that's kind of a spoiler,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that's a big spoiler.
That's huge. 4 days before. Yeah. And I talked about this before where it's super annoying in the sense of like, you know, now, you know, these news outlets need to get exclusive stuff, need to get previews so they can kind of talk about it. And that way the books and, you know, get marketed more and it's more hype for it. But it borderline goes too far because a lot of this stuff gets spoiled for people that read it week to week. And we're like, okay, we're excited to see what's going to happen next. And then it gets spoiled in some big news outlet and it gets, you know, trending and gets spread around everywhere. It's super annoying. It's happened several times. And if I was to read the New York Times, then I would have got spoiled for me. Good thing I don't, but
yeah, I would have been pissed.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, wow, that really sucks for people who actually do. But, yeah, that's Secret Empire 10, at least from my standpoint. But what were your thoughts?
My thoughts were, it sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a little disappointed, but I wasn't expecting much because I knew they were going to pretty much reset everything.
Yeah.
Back to the way it was. I was kind of glad they didn't do 100% reset, you know, erase everything.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. They left some damage, some destruction. They left some people dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see how that goes. And it looked like they killed off Black Widow. Did I misread that?
When did they say that?
I don't know.
In issue 10 or?
Yeah. Issue 9 and 10.
Okay.
But we'll have to go on.
Yeah. It'll probably be like a cross-universe thing or something. I don't know. Yeah. Chances are she'll be back. It's, yeah. It's
yeah, she's Black a major Widow. Character.
Yeah.
And they did talk about the generations.
Mm-hmm.
That was teased into that. When the cube reset everything,
mm-hmm.
there was a brief moment where some of the heroes disappeared and then reappeared. During that time where they disappeared, they went back to visit their original counterparts.
Ah.
Like Lady Thor went back in time and she met Odin's son Thor when he was fighting alongside the Vikings.
Yes.
So there's that. We met Wolverine, the new Wolverine, which is X-23. She got to go back and meet her dad.
Okay.
Logan in the past. And he was able to figure out who she was. The Hulks met. You met Bruce Banner, who was back in the desert with General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross chasing him. And the new Hulk, the new Ultimate Hulk or Amazing Hulk or whatever they call him.
Yeah.
Something stupid. What, the Mohawk or the funky hair.
Yep.
He got to meet Bruce Banner, his mentor. So there's a bunch of other ones coming out. There was Jean Grey, teenager, got to meet Jean Grey of the older version. So it's Jean Grey from the past, who was brought to the future, got to go back to the past and meet herself.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so there's that. And there's a bunch of other ones.
Okay. So a bunch of, like, you know, mentors and adult figures and parental figures meeting the younger versions and stuff.
And I think there's 10 titles totally. There's the Hawkeyes. I already mentioned the Hulks. There's a bunch of other ones.
Yeah. And they're all one-shots, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And it's they appear in the book together. They fight side by side. And then after the battle's done, they disappear.
Okay.
The one who doesn't belong in that time zone goes back to where they belonged.
Okay. So that could lead to some interesting things. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they can bridge the gap for people who, you know, are more related to and enjoy the older counterparts of it versus the modern ones. And, you know, like if someone is a huge fan of Ironheart and here comes, you know, Tony Stark and Iron Man, they're teaming up. Are they going to care about that? And like someone who's a big fan of Miles Morales, why do I care that he's interacting with Peter Parker again? Or however it may be, you know, for the modern ones, like, what is it just going to be like, you know, a bunch of old people, you know, telling the young people what to do and, you know, what they're doing wrong, what they're doing right? Hopefully it's not that, because that's not what readers are going to want. You know, they may want some nostalgia effect. They may want something to kind of jump off of, you know, storyline wise. It should be interesting to see what they actually do with that.
And both of those, Ironheart and Iron Man, that's a title.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said.
The Spider-Man and the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's the title for the generations.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, that's so, why I was mentioning those two.
I didn't pick those two up, but there's only so much they can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, go ahead. Sorry.
The other one I have is Dark Knights. I think it's just Dark Knights issue 1. I think it's called. think there was...
Metal, Dark Knight's
Metal. Yeah, there we go. Dark Knight's Metal, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was apprehensive at first, because it just seems like a very, like, Bat-centric kind of thing, where it's like, okay, focal point is going to be Batman and his people, as usual, and then on top of that, we're going to have it be gritty and dark and bloody and, you know, armor, metal armor and war, and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot, I guess. And so I read it, and it's not bad. It was okay. It was a lot better than what I thought it was going to be, because it's not, you know, I mean, it is... But it's not as focused on Batman than I thought it was going to be. Because the fact of, like, you know, they're kind of bringing in the whole Justice League and they're talking about all of it and mainly focusing on Hawkman and the Thanagarians. Because the metal is talking about Nth metal and it's making this bigger thing. It's being a whole big deal throughout the DC universe. And there's some kind of big creature thing that's coming. I think my low prediction is that they keep mentioning what it's called, Barbatos or something. I don't know. Some weird name that I've never seen before. Chances are we'll find out about halfway when it's really getting big and things are escalating. We're going to find out that it was interpreted wrong. And so it's going to be something completely different and something we actually know of. Because to my understanding, I've never seen that before. I don't think it has anything in relation with Hawkman or anything with the Thanagarians. So chances are they're like, oh, what is this? This is new. This is different. It's mysterious. And then we find out, oh, wait, no, we actually do know what it is. It was interpreted incorrectly a long time ago, like eons ago or whatever they're talking about. Yeah, the intro was kind of random. They had Mongol and they all had these armor on and it was like hindering their powers, which I thought was kind of cool to see some of them. And how creative that got with how the armor that they're wearing was, you know, holding them back. That had nothing to do with the actual storyline and stuff. But maybe, chances are, it was, you know, tying up some loose ends for a previous book or something. Because I haven't read any of the Justice League for a little bit. Maybe that was what that was. But yeah, I just thought, okay, this is kind of random. Is this a part of a thing? And does it mean anything? Does it matter? No. Okay, just some pointless action and some cool stuff. And nothing tied to the storyline. Whenever they got into the storyline, I was pretty cool. Talking about, you know, Hawkman, Thanagarians, Nth Metal, and Dark Matter, and all this stuff. So, should be interesting to see what they do. There's going to be a lot of tie-in books. It was within the title itself. Near the end of the book, of course, they have a listing, like a little checklist, like most of them do now, of all the books that are tied in. It was like, you know, Dark Knight's Metal, and then Teen Titans, and then it was just a huge list, and I'm like, well, this is going to be a daunting task, but if it's good, you know, that would be a motivation itself. So, yeah, if you're a huge fan of Batman and Hawkman, then check it out. It's out on stores now, and it's just starting, so we'll see a couple weeks, I think this week, we'll see the next title in that storyline and so on and so forth. But yeah, that's all I got for comics, at least reviews stuff. What about you?
How about Time and Vine issues 1 and 2 of an ongoing series? I couldn't even tell you who the artist is or the company that prints it out. The book sucked. It was so bad. The whole premise of this Time and Vine series is this old geezer has a wine shop, and he sells wines, and some basically like a tavern, a little bar. And in the basement, he has wine racks from different eras, and you go down there and you break open a bottle of 1947 wine. It takes, and you take a couple drinks, it takes you back to 1947.
Isn't that just like getting drunk? Or do you just think that you're going back? Is
it seems like the more that you drink, the longer you stay there.
Okay.
And additionally, not only does it transport you in time, it also dresses you up in the clothing for that era.
Okay. Allegedly. I'm thinking at the end this could be just like, oh no, did it actually happen? Is it true? Were you just thinking the whole thing? I don't know. I can see it be one of those kind of switch things where it's like, okay, this is a very sci-fi kind of thing. And it's like, well, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll never find out. I said I bought issues 1 and 2 and I wish I hadn't.
Yeah. Was that just like a local comic book shop that you got, or was it something that you saw was maybe at, you know, different stores, or was it just an indie book?
Yeah, it's by IDW. I just pulled them out here. And it's an ongoing series. I mean, the artwork looks kind of cartoonish, at least on the front cover, and that's how it looks on the inside also.
Okay.
It's like a 90s cartoon, or Saturday morning cartoon. It's just kind of, I don't know, it sucked.
Yeah. What drew you to it?
Time travel.
Just time travel. Okay.
Yeah, time travel. Yeah, I'll never buy these again. I'll be I may have to auction these off or do a silent giveaway or something just to mail to somebody. Some find some random address in the phone book and mail them. Just get rid of
spam,
them.
Spam. Here you go.
Yeah, the new spam. Speaking of dreams and things not being real, the comic book Kill or Be Killed. You heard me talk about it before.
Yes.
And this the main character, he gets approached by a demon. Demon says once every 30 days you have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So he kills bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, the main character is crazy.
Oh.
There's no demon. It's in his head. So he's killing people because he wants to kill people.
Oh. That's a twist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because that storyline, that comic book, I was actually going to stop getting because I was kind of getting bored with it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going anywhere. And this last issue, I'm like, this is going to be the last one I get. And then I read it and I'm like, well, now I know it's not a demon. It's in his head. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Got you hooked.
Again, for now. Weapon X, we are in search of the Weapon H that's been created. It's a Hulk-Wolverine hybrid.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Yep, they've taken the new guy, some army guy who was injured in the Special Forces, given him a bunch of DNA, if you will, from our Hero Hulks and Wolverines, and made a new weapon. I haven't really been keeping up on the storyline because I wasn't interested in it.
Yeah.
But I did pick up a couple issues just because they're introducing a new character and this could be worth something down the line. Thanos, which is an ongoing title, which I'm still enjoying. And this particular issue, most recent one, which I forgot to write down what it was, we find Thanos now
issue 10. Huh? Yeah. Issue 10, yeah.
He has his powers back, and he's going after his son, Thane, who now has the power of Phoenix. So that's how that ended for that issue.
Isn't this the... Are you one issue behind?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he was the leader of the Avengers, right?
Who?
Thanos.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because he, like, led it for a bit or something like that, and they were fighting, and then everybody was confused because he was, you know, the leader of the Avengers, and he was teaming up with them and fighting alongside them. And then at the end, he, like, snaps out of it because it was some kind of dream thing or something. I don't know.
What it is, he was looking for a cure and his power's back. And so he went to basically the edge of the universe to where the gods' graveyard.
Yes.
Where
yeah,
gods
yeah.
go to die.
Yeah, a bunch of stones and whatever.
He's talking gods. To yep. the three witches. And the three witches told him that there's a trial he has to go through. And so he became a stone in the side of the mountain.
Hmm.
A statue type thing. And that's where he was dreaming that he was in charge of the Avengers.
Okay.
He was single-handedly taking care of all the bad villains and as they came up. So when he snapped out of it, he was like, that's all you guys have got? That was your big test? They have some discussions and he kills them and then he leaves.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm anxious to see again still where that's going. I'm still holding my interest. Thor issue number 22. We're running out of time for Lady Thor.
Hmm.
So she's, I'm pretty sure it was this one where she is helping to defeat the war god. Yeah, she's goes after the war Thor, who is in a fire realm, and he's beaten up on this fire queen. Who she killed a bunch of Asgardian children with her and her little fire demons.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in hell, but he's in a fire realm.
Okay.
And so he's going after her, and as he's getting ready to destroy her, her child, her little child, comes up. It's like, Mommy, Mommy, what are you doing? Mommy, are you okay? And he pauses for a minute because here's a child that's in distress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Lady Thor steps in also. And so they go to fighting a little bit, and the queen fire goddess takes her kid and she escapes. So then now it leaves War Thor and Lady Thor for a final battle against each other.
Oh, okay. So
that'll lead into 23. And we're very quickly running out of time for Lady Thor.
Ah.
So because Jane Foster's cancer is killing her.
Yeah. Do you know which issue is going to be her last, or is that still to be determined?
It's to be determined. It's coming up with the probably 23, and then they're going to go into the Marvel Legends.
Okay.
So where they're going to have the two Thors get together. And
yeah.
It may be issue 700 of the Thor.
Okay.
The Death of the Mighty Thor, I think it is.
It's like
a big multi-cover fold out with big Thors battling and stuff.
Okay.
So I think it's that.
Yeah.
And other than my Stargate Universe issue number 1 that came out in June, issue number 2 has yet to come out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out this month.
So. Wow. Okay.
So that's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got for comics as well.
Did you lose your comic book store up there that you were going to?
I did, yeah. They finally closed up shop and moved to Kentucky or Tennessee, one of those. Guess there was some of the family, you know, they moved moved south, something with like schooling or I don't know. Somebody moved south, and so they're all there. Oh, that's what it was. They had their big warehouse. They moved to Kentucky or Tennessee, and finally, whenever I guess one of the people in the family, one of the kids or something, finished up high school, they all moved down to there. So they're just waiting for the summer and wrapping up some things, and now DCBS, I think, is all completely in Kentucky or Tennessee, one of those. Yep.
That's a heck of a move.
Yeah, it was the largest, and I think it still is, the largest online retailer for comic books, and it was here in Fort Wayne. It started here in Fort Wayne, and now it's gone. I mean, there's other comic book shops here in Fort Wayne, but just haven't picked one out yet to keep buying from. So, yeah, just a bit sore.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
What's next?
Moving on. TV shows.
Go for it. I have absolutely nothing, so it's all yours.
You do, though. You do. You must have just forgotten.
I did forget.
The Defenders. Have you watched it?
I didn't watch it.
Okay, good.
I did watch it.
Because I was like, I've got to ask him. I'll ask him right now. Yeah, I took off the day it came out, that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Took that day off of work, and I was like, I got some extra vacation time. Just going to take the day off and have an extra weekend and binge watch it. And I did. I watched like 6 episodes in one day, and then the next day I watched the final 2. Man, it was a good. Like, I loved it. And a lot of people are liking it still. Unfortunately, people are saying that Danny Rand, Iron Fist, is the weakest link of the Defenders.
I agree.
Really?
He's kind of immature sometimes.
I mean, he's a kid, though. He's never grown up. Like, you know, he's never had that teenage experience and young adult experience into adulthood. He's just literally a kid, and, you know, he's raised by monks and stuff like that, so it was like that culture shock. And then he had to go through training and all this stuff, and it wasn't like how we were raised, you know. And you go through, you have your social awkwardness, your teenage years and all this stuff, and you grow and develop that way. It was just training to be the Iron Fist and to be defending Kun Lun, and that's it. Like, so he never had experiences that as a teenager. So that was kind of the thing, is the fact that he's a kid essentially, you know, but he's an Iron Fist kid essentially, kind of sort of. So yeah, and I liked that aspect. It was funny, and I think at the end, by the end, we saw, you know, we saw him come full circle. You know, he developed a lot, and I love that aspect. I love the character development from him. I was wishing for, of course, as always, spoilers aplenty, I was wishing for him to have the Iron Fist suit or something similar to it. I didn't necessarily want the full collar, because that's like the thing with the Iron Fist suit. He's got to have a high collar, which is like an 80s, 90s, 70s thing. I don't even know. It was, yeah. And they've kind of changed it a little bit. You know, they've modernized it some. But he didn't really have that. The only thing he had was at the very, very end, literally the last scene, I believe, before the credits go, we saw Iron Fist. And we saw him, like, you know, he looks like he's in Hell's Kitchen. And he's got some kind of, like, jacket on. Looks like not a hoodie, but like a zip-up kind of jacket. And he does have the collar up a little bit. Nothing too crazy like it is in the comic books, but, like, you see the collar up. But I don't remember seeing like a mask or anything. I can't remember for sure. I don't think he did. But because of the fact that, you know, we see throughout the series of this, the Defenders, the very last thing, Daredevil gets killed. But he gets killed around a bunch of immortal dragon bones and stuff like that. So it's like, could he come back? Maybe, possibly. And then if you keep watching, you see that he actually does come back alive. You know, he's like in this kind of like
or he just never died to begin
hospital.
With.
Hospital. Yeah, yeah, that's that.
I think Elektra saved him.
I mean, but all that, those rocks and everything, there was a lot of stuff that came down on him to squash him. But
well, there was tunnels.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't like the bones, like the what is it, like the rib cage almost, mm-hmm. It looked like. So yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think the chances are they will have him actually technically die. And then because of those, you know, the dragon bone stuff and all that dust, that he'll come back to life. Because I think that's, you know, a storyline that I could see them doing that.
One thing I didn't like about that, that last episode,
mm-hmm.
was the final battles when Jessica Jones and the other two guys are in the elevator. They're going up, fighting the bad guys, throwing them out of the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Elevator's going up. They throw out one of the main five fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the guys, throw him down. He falls down. Okay. The elevator gets stuck, so the cable breaks.
Yeah.
So Jessica is holding the elevator up,
mm-hmm.
while the other two guys escape. Then she lets go of the elevator. We never hear it crash. We never see it crash. the main guy, the main one of the main bad guys, we see him laying at the bottom of the elevator shaft on the iron sticks. What do you call them? The stanchions.
Okay.
The metal posts.
Yeah.
Used for concrete.
Okay. Yeah.
Rebar. That's what's called rebar. That's the actual name is rebar. He's got rebar come up out of him.
Yeah.
They should have had the elevator come down and crash on top of him. Then the elevator never came crashing down. Let go of it, and you never heard from it again. There was never any sound, nothing.
Okay. I must have missed that part.
I was a little disappointed, because I was looking forward to it. I thought there could be something with this elevator.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, get me off. Crunch, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that being, I don't know, almost too comedic, almost, where it's like, you know, I don't know.
It's realistic.
Yeah, but then you have the squash, and like, how do you do that in a sense where it still fits that tone and not just be like a laughing moment of like, boom, bad guy's squished, literally, and blood guts everywhere, you know, I don't know.
Okay, well, at least the elevator can crash down.
Yes,
beside him, you know, something. Yeah. Could be a shockwave. They could have wrote that into the script. A shockwave throws everybody off to the side.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what happened. I can't remember what happened.
Nothing happened.
Something must have happened.
Nothing happened. She lets go of it, and you see it plunged in the darkness, and that's it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. But wasn't there like a way down? Like, was that the bottom of the shaft? I guess that was the bottom of the shaft was where they were at.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Probably a little plot hole there. We'll see that on, what is it? Screen Junkies, CinemaSins. They have that where it's like, they count up all the things where it's like wrong with the movies and TV shows. That'll probably be one of them. Little flukes and little accidents that happen with TV shows and movies. But yeah. So I guess beyond that, it was really good. I loved it because I love Iron Fist, and all of them coming together were great. I was misled or misread something somewhere and got my hopes up that by the end of the first issue, they were all together. But it didn't happen until, I think, the third or fourth episode, I think it was. I think it was third. So it was still good. Like, you know, it didn't take a whole 8 episodes. Like, that would be probably the worst. But it took some time, and, you know, I'm okay with the pacing of it. They didn't, you know, rush into it for the sake of rushing into it. You know, they did take their time with it, which is okay. But, yeah, I guess I got my hopes up for, you know, episode 1. They're all together. But, yeah, I loved it. It was great. And I think the next one will be The Punisher. Will be coming out mid-November. I want to say November 16th, 17th, somewhere around that time. It will be that Friday, middle of November. We'll see The Punisher.
Cool.
And, yeah, they have a trailer. I don't know if you saw it at the very end. Yeah,
I did see it.
A little teaser thing.
Yeah.
And they've still yet to show the San Diego Comic-Con trailer that they had. And that's, like, a legitimate trailer for the Defenders panel. They had, like, this full-on trailer. And that was described. I was reading a description about it. It sounds really cool. But nothing. So I was a little distressed about, you know, a little upset about that. Another thing I was upset about, there was something I was reading about that panel, given the play-by-play, and they had mentioned the fact that John Bernthal, whatever his name is, the main guy who is the Punisher, the actor, the executive producers and all of them, said that he got his own show, the Punisher show, based on his performance in The Defenders. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, waiting, episode 5, okay, I'm surprised I haven't brought him in, 6, 7, 8, no, you know, Punisher, no Frank Castle. I'm like, what in the world? I got my hopes up because whoever wrote it did a typo, and it was like
it's
huge typo. Yeah, it was supposed to be Daredevil, and it put The Defenders. And I'm like, well, this sucks, because, yeah, I was definitely in my hopes up that he would show up, because that'd be cool as well. Nope, none at all. So if you like Frank Castle and you're getting your hopes up, don't hold your breath, because he is not in The Defenders. Game of Thrones. I think there's probably been 3 episodes, maybe even 4 episodes since our last podcast. And the biggest one of all being the season finale of season 7, Game of Thrones. The pre-final, the one before the final. What do you call that? The second to last season. There we go. Eventually, I was going to get it. The second to last season of Game of Thrones finished up a week ago, 2 weeks ago now. And it was phenomenal. It was all kinds of chaos. Can't give you the play-by-play because it would, that alone would take 3 episodes. Yeah. But short of it, now the bad guys with all the zombies and stuff now have a zombie dragon. The wall is destroyed. Mm-hmm. So now they're coming down and they're going to go attack everybody who is south of the wall, which is everybody. And Daenerys Targaryen is now with Jon Snow, and she's his aunt. And they're with each other,
together.
As in with each other.
Yes, intimate.
But they don't know that, so we'll find out what happens when they do find out. But we got told that blatantly, who they were and everything. So And Littlefinger is dead. Hi-ho, yay. Cheerio. Yeah. Littlefinger is dead, which was kind of a shocking. I love that scene. They did it amazing because you think that the way the rest of the episode was going, you think that Sansa is going to kill off Arya because, you know, the way that Littlefinger was manipulating things. And he had a line that he used, and she actually delivered that same line. She's like, you know what I think? You know, when I try to analyze my enemies, is what's the worst thing that they could do? And then, you know, and question myself of what do they want out of it and what is the worst thing that could happen. And sure enough, she's like, gives the order for Arya to kill Littlefinger and slice his throat, and he's done.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So, yeah, that was good.
Well, he's deserved. Well, passes. He should have died a long time ago.
Yeah, so glad that has happened. Moving on from there.
There was actually more to that episode that they edited out. They didn't show.
Oh, yeah, that always happens. Oh, yeah.
Well, that particular one gave more detail about the two sisters talking about Littlefinger and the plan.
Oh, okay.
They edited all that out, so they let us believe that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because that was a huge shock. And yeah, the way they set it up, Arya walked into the middle of the room, and Littlefinger was off to the side. I don't even know if you saw him until, you know, it was actually revealed that she's trying to kill him. He was making you think that Arya's the one, and Sansa was doubting her, and... Yeah, I'm glad that it did not go that way, because that would have been bad. Because I was like starting to analyze it. I'm like, she could at least kill half of the guys there, and then maybe they'll either be scared of her and they won't attack her, or maybe she can just kill half and get out of the room. I'm like trying to like figure out like how can Arya make it out of this, and yeah, she didn't have to, because Sansa is her sister, and she's not going to betray her. So that's awesome. I was excited to see that. TV shows, I mean, it's summer, so I think that's at least all I got.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to September. Well, this is September. To later on this month in October.
Yeah.
I think the middle of October is when CW stuff comes back out.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good stuff.
We'll have more on that later.
Oh, yeah. Movies?
I have not been to the movies in a couple months.
Yeah. I think the last one I saw, and I don't think I've talked about it in the last one, was Valerian, The City of 1,000 Planets. I had mentioned the fact that I wanted to see it. It looks cool. And from the trailer, it looked really awesome. Went to movies with a friend of mine. We both of us were like, this looks like a good movie. You definitely want to see it in movie theaters. Cool, because it's a sci-fi flick, and it looks really awesome. Special effects, everything. And we both walked out of it saying the same thing. Like, meh. Like, that sucks. Like, I mean, it was worth the $7-$8, I guess, and the 2 hours of entertainment. That was all right. But beyond that, like, we're not going to watch it again. Like, it was just, it was a huge letdown in the sense of, like, you know, a sci-fi flick and a brand new kind of, you know, IP, and original stuff just crashing and burning. Like, okay, it was one guy's dream, and I guess he finally got the money and finally sold the idea to a studio, because it was some French comic from back in like the 50s or 60s or something, and it looked cool. But yeah, that's all it has it for it. It's storyline, character development wise, like, it was just, it was poorly unpredictable. Because in the sense of like, okay, like, I can tell this guy's going to go through this, and he's going to fall in love with her, and she's going to accept him because he's going to change for her and for himself and character development. Nope, he's still the same guy, and she still falls for him for no good reason, despite the fact that she said she doesn't like that in guys. Yeah, it was bad. I was just so bad. I'm like, why? Like, come on, like, character development, something, anything. Nope. But yeah, it looked cool at least.
Well, the only movie I do have is, I read today where Ron Howard will be directing the Han Solo movie.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
They had two other directors who got outed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I didn't read it. I really didn't care. But it was kind of nice to see the Ron Howard, so I'm anxious to see how that goes.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good director. He really is.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people were kind of upset because the Han Solo movie has had so many hiccups and speed bumps and so many things going bad with it. You know, there was script rewrites and something to do with the actor, and like they were considering recasting like the main actor because it just was not feeling right. And then finally the director left or something like that, and there was more drama with it. There was some other director wanted to, but the studio didn't want him. Yeah, and I'm like, oh man. So like a lot of people are like kind of on edge about the Han Solo flick, because it's like, if this that much trouble, like, is it going to be worth it? Is the studio just going to put it out no matter quality? I hope not. I don't think they will. I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, there's too much money to be made for Disney to just put it out.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. A lot of people from, people who aren't too much of a fan of Star Wars nowadays, they kind of see that. That's what happens. They just put it out. It's, you know, it's just it's a procedure. It's a formula, and they rinse, repeat, and they do it again, and it's just selling merchandise and selling action figures and Coca-Cola. And, yeah, some people go way into it. But I'm like, I don't know. I love it. It's still Star Wars. It's really cool. But, yeah, I hope that they do good quality stuff. But, yeah, a good friend of mine who's huge in Star Wars, she's like, yeah, I gave up hope for that movie because there's just been too much chaos with it. And
they've talked about it for many, many years anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Hoping speaking it, of, cross my fingers for it.
Speaking of Star Wars, when's it come out?
December 16th or 17th, 18th, summer around that time.
Nice.
December sometime. Haven't counted down the days yet. It's too early for that. But it's not too early for a stinking trailer. We are now September 3rd, 4th, whatever today is, and we've yet to get an actual trailer. Because the bit that we do have so far is a teaser. And that's it.
Yeah,
it's just a teaser.
Nothing.
So it's not actually a trailer. And yeah, from what I've heard, a friend of mine who has overanalyzed all this stuff, their pattern, at least for Rogue One, they're on cue with that pattern. And the next trailer, or the first trailer, should be sometime this month, later this month, before October. We should get an official trailer, but still, that's absurd. Like, it's Star Wars.
It's all part of the formula, like you said. It's a formula.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm dying to see a new trailer. I want something to go off of. I need some content, but I mean, either way, I'm gonna see it. I guess it's just building up the hype more. But I've had some friends that are like, "Is that movie still coming out? I haven't heard anything about it." Yeah, it's still coming. Hopefully, like, it's from what we know.
Well, I don't know if I was disappointed or thrilled today. I know we stopped at Think Geek store there at the mall in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, yep.
And the new character that they had there, BB-9E.
Yes.
9-9-E.
Yeah.
Which I think is pronounced 9-E. That's a new character. Looks like BB-8.
Yep, Evil BB-8 is what most people are calling it.
So there's a lot of new characters they had, little action figures and pop action figures of.
Oh yeah, yep.
So hope that doesn't kind of ruin it.
Nah, I think there's, from the characters that they've shown so far, like Rose and DJ, like there's still a lot of mystery behind them. They talked a little bit about Rose at least and her standpoint, but yeah, there's still, you know, a good amount of mystery behind it to kind of keep things, you know, what's going on and who's this and who's that and who's doing that and what's going on with this. So yeah, so far, from what I've heard, at least, it's still under wraps. I mean, there's spoilers and leaks and junk, but it's all speculation from what I've heard.
Yeah, I guess all that stuff came out on Force Friday, which I totally missed.
Yeah.
I think I heard the term Force Friday, but I did not know what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything about it.
Oh, yeah. I got hopes up because I thought it was something much bigger than what it was.
Yeah, I missed out on it.
I mean, you didn't, though. We went to Think Geek and we went to Target,
yeah.
And that's it. That's Force Friday. There was nothing special. I mean, there was some people, you know, maybe at Think Geek or maybe at some GameStop somewhere or something, maybe dressed up, but there was nothing huge. There was nothing big. No trailers, no news, no nothing. It was just the new merch getting put out, new action figures and pop figures and clothing lines and stuff. So yeah, I mean, you're not really missing anything. It's just a matter of, you know, new stuff that's out. So I got my hopes up for a trailer, but nope, not yet.
You got denied.
Yeah.
What other movies did you have? Anything?
The only one that I was looking up, because I was kind of seeing what else is coming out. There's a few stuff, but nothing that I'm particularly interested in. But American Assassin. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have seen the previews for that.
That one looks pretty good. Huh. That looks pretty awesome. A lot of, pretty cool action flick that's going on, and it's like revenge storyline mixed with, like, you know, government espionage spy stuff. And
but you don't care too much for that kind of stuff, though. The,
I mean,
espionage spy stuff, because we talked about Atomic Blonde and you weren't even interested in that one.
Yeah, like, to a certain degree, like that one, I don't know, it's hard to explain. There is, for me at least, there has to be like this a fine line. And for like Atomic Blonde, it looked like, could be wrong, but it looked like it was more so like, okay, going undercover and gathering intel, and oh wait, there's this, you know, she's caught, okay, and then she has to break out, she has to get interrogated, she has to interrogate somebody else. Like, it's like I said before, like a formula kind of thing.
Rinse and repeat.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at least with the American Assassin one, I don't know, it just looks different, looks kind of cool, and it's more so like shoot 'em up, guns blazing, explosions, versus like, okay, we need to infiltrate this bunker and to pretend to be another guard so that we can get into the heart of it and find the big bad guy. You know, it's more so like, hey, this guy, you know, his wife or maybe his whole family gets killed by a terrorist, and he's like, okay, this assassin organization. He's like, okay, sign me up. Like, break me down. You know, if I die, I die. But I want to stop him. And the government's not doing anything to stop him. Put me on there. So, yeah, looks pretty cool.
Okay.
Movie-wise, that's about it until November, at least from what I saw.
Yeah.
I mean, October is going to be the usual Halloween stuff and scary flicks and junk. Mm-hmm. Like, It is one. Of course, it's a big one coming out. But, you know, it's its thing. It's probably going to be like the old one. Maybe one little twist here or there. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's all I got for movies at least.
I have nothing else.
Alrighty. Gaming.
Go for it.
Okay. Do you have anything else after this?
No.
Okay. So we can wrap it up with gaming. Destiny 2 coming out, I believe, actually this week. I want to say September 6th or 7th, Wednesday or Thursday or so. Either way, it's coming out. And from what I've heard, a lot of people are kind of apprehensive. I mean, there are some people that are huge core fans that are like, pre-ordered it. I'm going to play it the day it launches. But most people are like, you know, I'm just going to hold off and wait because of the fact that they feel like they got burned from the last Destiny is the fact that it was not a complete game when it was launched. And a lot of people are upset about that, especially, you know, people like my age, a little bit older, where we're used to complete games. You know, we spend $60, $50, whatever. And the, you know, 2000s and earlier and later, that's it. You get a complete game. It's the full content right there. Versus, you know, Destiny 2, where they're like, here, or Destiny, where it's like, here is a game, you play it, you have fun with it, and then we're going to release more downloadable content, more DLC, and kind of complete the game with patches and stuff like that as time progresses. But, you know, there's a lot of people like, no, I want a game now, and I want it to be complete. Don't, you know, ship out an incomplete product and expect me to pay the $60 tag with it, and then buy the $15, $20 DLC to go with it. So yeah, some people are kind of burned by that. Some people are like, you know what? No, it's gonna be fun and I support it and I want to support them financially. I want to make this happen. It's fun. Let's do it. So yeah, there's two ends of the spectrum. Right now, I'm more leaning towards the apprehensive side. I just want to see what people say about it before I actually buy it. Maybe October or so, if people are ranted raving and there's a good amount of content. Cause I think they said it was like for a game of that scale and what they were kind of marketing it to be, we expected, a full-fledged game, but it was only about 20-ish hours of content. And then after about 20, you kind of lost it. Like, there was nothing else really to do. You're just doing the same thing over and over. There's no newness to it, and there's nothing to keep you hooked on until some of the DLC came out later that year. But yeah, I think that this one, they've probably corrected that. They've said they've corrected that. We'll see what actually happens here later this week. As well as, I talked about it many times before, Pokemon Go. I'll keep it short. Got a lot of legendary raids, new stuff coming out. They're doing a bunch of new updates that they've since last talked about it. And Mewtwo should actually be coming out later this week. So I'm hoping that I get an invite because they're doing like this invite raid thing. And I know a lot of you, maybe some of you, I wouldn't say a lot. Most of you probably are like, why is he talking about Pokemon Go? That's a dead app. No one plays that. But I looked it up and 150 million people across the entire world, played it at its peak. Like it peaked up at 150 million people. And that's a lot of people for one game. And then now it's about 70 to 75 million that play it. So, I mean, that's a lot of people to play one mobile game. So,
looking to do a Walking Dead theme.
Yeah.
Walking Dead Go type thing.
For me, as a fan of Pokemon Go, and I see all these coming out, I'm just like, yeah. Why? Why are you trying to, like, I get it. Like, they made a lot of money. I think they made, like, over $1 billion in less than a month when it got released. And they're still making good, solid money. And so now all these companies are like, okay, I want to go ahead and just, you know, do the same thing and put my IP on it and move on. But I don't think anyone else is going to, because Niantic, the thing that the game developer had on them is the fact that they already had most of the work already done for when the game came out, because they had a game previous to it that came out, Ingress, and it had a good solid following, and they just changed the code, they changed how it looked, added the Pokemon, you know, intellectual property to it, and boom, solid. Like, versus how there's a supposed Harry Potter one, which unfortunately for fans of Harry Potter and that have heard about the Harry Potter Go app, it's not going to happen, at least anytime really soon, because there's already an app that's out there that is same kind of thing, magical kind of augmented reality, you know, geo kind of game where you go out there and cast spells, collect books and novels or whatever for your spells. There's already one out there like it, and it's already been funded by Kickstarter. But with Kickstarter, it's such a long process, though. So the game won't even come out until probably next year. And then we have to wait until it crashes and burns until, you know, they sell the rights off to that kind of copyright. Because anything else, like if Harry Potter tries to do it, it's going to be, you know, open up for lawsuits for likeliness because of the sense that, hey, now all of a sudden there's another spell slinging magical go around augmented reality sling spells at my friends and people that I know. You know, there's already one out there. Yeah, and the Walking Dead one, from what I've heard, Niantic has nothing to do with it. So again, they're going to have to start from the bottom up and kind of do something that's already been done. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe people like it. But it's going to be a while. That's at least from my little prediction. It's going to be a very long time before we see anything like that, because of the fact of how long it takes to do something like that. And then lastly, game that's coming out this month is a Pokken Tournament, which some of you may not care about, some of you may, for Nintendo Switch. And at least for me, that might be. We'll see. I want to wait and see what people actually say about it until I actually buy it. When it comes out for Switch later this month, I want to hear and see reviews and videos about it, because I have to buy a Switch first. So it's going to be a really expensive game. But just been looking for an excuse to buy one, and maybe that's it. Maybe it won't be. So we'll see. But yeah, it's coming out later this month in September. So if you're excited about that, keep a lookout. But yeah, that's all I got.
I have nothing.
Okay. As always, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes, Podomatic, Blueberry, Raspberry, Apple Pie, whatever it's called. Everywhere, anywhere. We're all there.
Our website. Yep. Links are there.
Of course. Our website. All Access Nerds. We're All Access Nerds on all the things. You can go to our website, allaccessnerds.com/subscribe. That way you can see all the buttons there and push all the buttons. Click them all and have fun. We will not charge you per click.
Nope. No. Go to iTunes and leave us a review.
Yes.
Leave us a comment.
Oh, yeah. Do all the things. Share us. Talk about us with people. Talk about, you know, water cooler stuff. Talk about listening to this awesome podcast over Labor Day weekend. But actually, we won't have it up that soon. But, you know, we'll have it up as soon as possible.
We'll have recorded it during Labor Day weekend.
Yes. Yep. So, again, this is Ryan.
And this is Nick. Go forth and do great things.